Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has issued recommendations from her Iowa DOGE task force. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports the Republican said on Tuesday that public employee pensions are safe.
A member of the Iowa DOGE task force previously floated providing a 401k-style retirement plan for new public employees instead of the current pension plan known as IPERS. Reynolds says IPERS isn't going anywhere. She says there's been public speculation and misinformation about changes to retirement benefits for teachers and law enforcement officers.
And you can rest assured that IPERS will be there for your retirement just as you've planned and we've promised.
The DOGE task force is recommending a study of public employee compensation that may explore offering workers a choice between a 401k and a pension. Reynolds says the state already has a long-standing legislative committee that's supposed to be reviewing public retirement systems. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Opening statements take place this morning in the murder trial of a former Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy charged with shooting Sonya Massey last year. It's a case that's gained national attention where the white officer allegedly used excessive force to kill an unarmed black woman. 36-year-old Massey had called 911 to her Springfield home to report a prowler. Footage from then-deputy Sean Grayson's body camera shows him speaking with a fellow officer after he shot Massey.
She had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came at me with boiling water. That's what all this is. I was standing right here.
Grayson is now facing 3 counts of first-degree murder, 1 for each bullet that he fired. A U.S. District Court judge in Davenport heard arguments on Tuesday in a federal case involving a man who was detained by immigration officials in Iowa City last month. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports.
A U.S. District Court judge said he would issue a ruling soon on whether Jorge Gonzalez Ochoa will remain in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. Gonzalez was arrested by federal immigration officers at Bread Garden Market in Iowa City. Videos of his arrest were circulated widely on social media, where the officers are seen tackling Gonzalez and threatening to shock him with an electric taser. He was held in the Linn County Jail until he was detained by federal officials with the U.S. Marshals Service on charges of providing a forged permanent residency card and a false Social Security number when he applied for work. Gonzalez was moved to the Muscatine County Jail. He'd been seeking asylum at the time that he was arrested. Gonzalez arrived in the U.S. in November of 2024 after immigrating from Colombia. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Galesburg City Council is beginning a new contract service with the Western Illinois Area Agency on Aging to provide transportation for riders 60 and older through next September. At the council's meeting this week, City Manager Eric Hansen said the agreement will allow Galesburg to track and bill WIAA monthly for rides, which will boost fare revenue for paratransit and bus subsidy budgets.
This contract will count WIAA payments as local match funds, helping the city maximize the Downstate Operating Assistance Program funding, which covers 65% of transit operating costs.
Hansen says the partnership will help ensure that older adults in Knox County continue to have access to affordable curb-to-curb transportation. In Iowa, Polk County says it's providing $200,000 to help maintain a network of water quality sensors in rivers and streams across the state. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer has more.
The sensors are part of the Iowa Water Quality Information System and collect real-time data for things like nitrate, flow, and temperature. Rich Leopold is the director of Polk County Conservation. He says long periods of data are key for tracking trends and knowing whether certain water quality practices, like adding wetlands, are effective.
We're investing time, energy, and money in all these practices, and we want to make sure that if we're doing something to make things improve, are things improving?
The legislature diverted funding for the University of Iowa program in 2023, and the Walton Family Foundation helped fill in the gap through June of next year. Polk County Supervisor Matt McCoy says he's hopeful that Linn and Johnson counties will also provide funding to maintain the water sensor network across Iowa. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.